A decades-long fight over a Native American mascot ended today in Illinois. Facing sanctions from the NCAA, the University of Illinois announced that it will retire Chief Illiniwek. For 81 years, the chief has performed during basketball and football games, but coming this Wednesday, he will do his last halftime dance at the Illini's final home basketball game of the season in Champaign.
Those who have been fighting for the chief's removal are celebrating today. They've called the mascot racist and offensive. But the chief's supporters argue that the chief honorably portrays Native Americans. Steve Raquel used to portray the chief himself during the early 1990s. He's now spokesman for a group of former chiefs called the Council of Chiefs.
It's a bittersweet day. Actually, I'm a Champaign native and a proud alum. Today's decision, although it was probably expected, it's still sad to hear that Wednesday is the last performance.
So that's the bitter. What's the sweet?
The sweet is that, with every door that closes, there's always a new door that opens. And we have always had the long-term interest of the university in mind. And we are continuing our process of trying to help them figure out, can this tradition move on in some way, shape, or form, even though it has to close on Wednesday.
Now, I understand the emails are already flying among alumni. What's the likely reaction?
There are passionate sides, and there are alumni who I can say are the silent majority and who take great pride and excitement over this. I think in the short term, there will be a lot of emotion to it. Hopefully over time, we can find something that will allow the tradition to continue and possibly, hopefully, to satisfy that excitement that happens at halftime of football and basketball games.
You know, we've talked about this as a sort of a somber day for you, but there are a lot of people who are actually very happy about this. This is a victory for some who thought that the chief was offensive.
Yeah, of course, any passionate issue has two sides to it. And I know that they see it their way, and I know that they are probably rejoicing. In my mind, I feel that the removal of a tradition that's steeped in what we consider honorable and respectful origins only further removes an appreciation of Native American culture.
Steve, could you tell me a little bit more about Chief Illiniwek? Could you give us a quick description of his costume and his routine?
I will try. They've worn authentic buckskin outfits with a headdress that is currently made of turkey feathers, breastplates, a choker, gloves, and like a pair of chaps. And what Chief Illiniwek does is only at halftimes of football and basketball games, in the midst of what we call the 3-and-1, which is what we call the most stirring 3 minutes in all college sports, is where Chief Illiniwek comes in and the band heads down to one end of the football field, and Chief Illiniwek bursts out like a bird and performs a fancy dance, a very celebratory dance down the field that includes arm movements, leg kicks, eagle spread kicks, and for that 3 minutes just excites the crowd in a passionate, exciting way. He solemnly finishes up, walks off the field, and is not seen until the next performance.
By just describing that, it sounds like it took you back.
It did. It's one of those things where anytime I see it, I see myself in the outfit, and I see the expressions of people who are watching, and I get the goosebumps that I think each one of us, each former chief, gets, knowing the emotion and the excitement of what the tradition brings.
Steve, thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Steve Raquel is an alumnus from the University of Illinois. He portrayed Chief Illiniwek in 1992 and in 1993.